Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is exactly what I didn't want to happen today.
I didn't do it to you.
So, Tiger Woods, who has this story's got everything. He hit the highest heights as a young man, and then there was a downfall, and then redemption, and then the car crash, which he survived, and his legs survived it, and he's walking, and he's playing golf again. He's 46. Can he win the Masters? Can he catch Nicholas? Can he even make the cut? There's everything in this story. And last night on our call, we do prep before the show, after the show, during the show, constantly preparing this show. And last night on the call, we're talking, and the subject of golfers and athletic ability came up, and I was like, wait, hey, hold on, everybody. This is from my Greatest Hits Volume 2. Don't make me go into that song now on the day after Tiger's like, yes, I'm going to play, heading into the Masters. Don't. And then Jay.
It's not me. I didn't do it to you.
You set me up today.
What?
He set me up.
How did I set you up?
You came out and said, wait, do you think Tiger Woods is an elite athlete?
I thought your point was about golfers. So I specifically asked you if Tiger was an elite athlete.
Can we go back and listen to what happened? Let's do a post-mortem here.
Would you not say Tiger Woods is not an elite athlete?
No, I would not say that.
No, I would say.
You would not say Tiger Woods is an elite athlete?
No, I would say. No, I would say Tiger's an elite. Tiger is.
That may be. Okay, Keith, he may be, but I don't think you can demonstrate that just by playing golf. What I know about Tiger is his hand-eye is next level. His will to win is extremely excellent, right?
And his mechanics.
His mechanics are beautiful, right? All those kind of things. I don't know how fast he runs, how high he jumps, all that kind of stuff.
Do anything about him being an elite athlete?
He's got some. He's got some athletic traits in him.
Come on, man.
You can look at him and tell.
Agreed. You can look at him and tell, but you can't. You don't know that from him playing golf. I don't know what his time in the 40 is because stuff like that. The point is this: it is the kind of sport, Jay, that like your hand eye coordination is going to age better than your explosive leaping ability, right? So therefore, just because he's 46, it doesn't mean he's done winning majors necessarily.
Exactly,
he can still do that. You hear, I'm trying to, you brought that up from me saying he can still win majors. You turned it around. You were like, Max Kellerman, are you saying right here in open court?
I'm your boy. I was trying to help you with Tiger Woods specifically. You went down the rabbit hole yourself.
Help me. Can you take this knife out of my back, Keith?
Come on, Max. Hey, I also asked you this question because you said, oh, what's his 40 time? Yeah. So is Tom Brady an elite athlete?
Yeah.
Why? What's his 40
I
time?
Have seen.
What is he bench pressing?
But this,
how fast is he running?
This I know about Tom Brady because he plays football.
Wait.
I can actually watch him run. I can actually. I've seen him run.
When you watch him run, that's the run of an elite athlete?
He's not very fast, but by playing football, I can see how fast he can run. He's physically able to take tackles, keep going, all that kind of stuff.
Max, are you serious right now?
Yeah. He's really trying to make
himself. You really want me to sit here and listen to you tell me that Tom Brady is an elite athlete, but Tiger Woods is not?
This is what I would say.
This is what I would say.
Football absolutely checks the definition of a sport by any measure, right? If you to the spectrum of sports from the less of a sport to the more of a sport, I think basketball would be at the top, football would be right there, and then down the hill, right? Golf is on the other end. There are some athletic traits you need, but playing golf does not demonstrate all of them.
Let's keep it specific to Tiger, though.
Yeah.
Are you trying? I agree with you in terms of certain golfers.
Right.
Certain golf. I mean, like no. I got a friend that is a scratch player. He couldn't bowl if you tried to just put him next to the pin. He's not an athlete. He would trip over himself walking. I get that. But Tiger Woods, baby Max.
I see what you're saying.
We're talking about Tiger
Woods.
I'm having a heart attack.
No, I was making a different point than you guys were making.
What was your different point?
My point is, it is difficult to include golfers on the list of like the greatest athletes in the world because what they do does not demonstrate as much athleticism as what football and basketball players do, for example. But Key's point is different. You're saying from everything you know about Tiger.
Stop, Max.
Yes, yes, Key. Stop. Then I would change my answer. I have to bring in all the knowledge I have about Tiger, I would say yes.
So here's what...
Hold on, Key. Give me one sec. Just one sec. All I'm asking, we didn't ask about all football players. It was specifically towards Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that Tom Brady, in your mind, is an elite athlete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I love Tom.
So why, if Tom Brady's in the league, so Tiger Woods?
Here's the difference.
They both have precision, hand-eye coordination.
But Tom Brady also, what he does requires doing it in the face of opposition, not the wind or something, but men trying to tackle him. So he has to make decisions very quickly, in real time, about what to do, how to escape the danger, the whole thing. Then he has to overcome physical impairments like being tackled and being physically hurt while it's happening.
Okay, so with all that you just said, I'm not a big golfer, so to speak, like Jay, but when you drop that ball on that tee and you turn and you swipe with that focus, that is getting out of the way of a defender. That is Tiger Woods using his athletic ability to be able to torque a certain way to be able to drive 400
feet. Due respect, everybody.
Max, wait. Yeah. Have you ever hit the ball out of a rough? Hit the ball out of a sand
I've never done anything
over a major lip? I'm just asking because these are all analogies where we make the game of golf like it's so simplistic. It's so easy.
It's very difficult. I'm not arguing. I think people conflate the idea of difficulty with athleticism, right? Like those are two different things.
But athleticism factors into difficulty.
Jose in Tampa wants to weigh in on this. Go ahead, Jose. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Good morning, gentlemen. First off, good morning to all three of you guys. Max, I'm about to torch you real quick with all due respect.
Go ahead.
Jay Will, Jersey Strong, my dude.
My man. My man.
Elizabeth, New Jersey. That's
all
what we're talking
day.
About. Yes, sir. Hey, real quick, Max, back to you now. On the elite thing, my man. That comic, not cool. I'm talking about a sports lover, not a golf lover, but a sports lover.
Okay.
Here we go. In New Jersey, I had a golf range. Now, I go out there just to relieve stress, launch some balls. I do 100 balls a bucket. By the time I'm done with that, I'm hoping to go soak and get a chiropractor ready and willing to go do what he got to do for me. Because after 100 launches, your body is beat. Now, my man is playing where? In the Masters. Why? Because he's a master. Let's just put things together here. Let's make things make sense, Max. Come on. Hey, but what if I was to tell you Mayweather sucks? He ain't elite. Mike Tyson is an elite.
Why is that?
Why? Because they can't run a 40? Sorry.
No, but you can see from a boxer whether they're fast or slow, whether they're strong or not as strong, what their hand-eye coordination is, how they adjust to danger in real time. Like, you can see all that from watching someone box and make a determination. You cannot make the same determination watching someone play golf.
I can make that same determination from Tiger Woods, Max. I just said, when you are talking, you're walking, as Jay said to me, how many yards or whatever it is?
7,200 yards.
7,200 yards a day. When you're doing all of that, you got to be athletic to do that. Our guy Jose just said needed to.
Max.
Max,
it's not.
You just said to walk is to be
topography up and down hills, hitting shots on down slopes, hitting shots close to the water, traps, and all that. Why do you keep digging yourself a deeper grave?
You're digging so hard right now. Let me define.
So on top of that, Max, you got to turn a certain way in the rough. You got to do all of that.
Yeah, show my hip movement.
I'm not saying it's the same thing as shooting pool. Like, there are levels to it, but it's also not the same thing as playing basketball.
Of course, it's a different sport.
Or playing football, buddy. But here's my definition of a sport.
Don't diminish the athleticism.
Here's my definition of a sport, okay? If you come up with a better one, go ahead. Any competition through which you can make reasonable assessments of the athletic ability of its participants. For example, I know Jay had a 42-inch vert, right? Get up, Jay. Jay could run. He could jump. He had hand-eye coordination, physical strength. I know all that from watching him play basketball. Keyshawn Johnson. I know what you could. I know you can run. I know you can catch. You have hand eye. You're tough. I've seen you guys do all those things. But you can make determinations about golfers, but not as many by watching them play golf.
See,
that's
love
my
you.
Point.
I love you though, but you keep saying golfers.
Tiger. Well, you're convinced. Your point about Tiger.
Tiger.
I get it.
I don't care about some dude with a big old belly who drinks on the course.
You know, in baseball, what they say, if a pitcher just lays it in for you, he put it on a tee for you. In golf, they actually put it on a tee. A man who speaks to how athletic golfers are in 20 minutes when we talk to Michael Collins. That's right. Jay, don't give me that look. But we continue to want to hear from you. Is Tiger an elite athlete?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Would you not say Tiger Woods is not an elite athlete?
No, I would not say that.
No, I would
you
say...
You would not
I
say
would,
Tiger Woods is an elite athlete?
No, I would say... No, I would say Tiger's an elite. Tiger is.
That may be... Okay, he may be. I don't think you can demonstrate that just by playing golf. I don't know how fast he runs, how high he jumps, all that
kind of thing. Do anything about him being an elite athlete.
No, he's got some... Come on, Max. He's got some athletic traits in him.
Come on, man.
Max, that's a horrific take.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Boy, we were getting into the Lakers. Are they the biggest disappointment in sports history this year? And then Tiger Woods. So exactly what I didn't want to happen, happened today.
Oh, you wanted this to happen, and you know it. Deep down, you wanted
bit,
this to happen.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So
I got to ask Max real quick.
Go ahead.
Max.
Well, let's set it up, Evan. Like, we're talking about Tiger Woods.
Right,
I was asked, is he an elite athlete?
Right,
and I said,
on the way
you
in.
Don't know that from playing golf.
Yeah. Right. Max said it on the way in. Everybody heard it. Great.
Okay.
Is the DH in baseball, how is that more athletic than what Tiger Woods
let
does?
Me,
the guy goes and stands there and in a batter's box and hits a ball just like Tiger Woods
well,
does.
Well, no, it's not off a tee.
Tiger
first of all, it's coming
shapes,
at you 95 miles an hour with spin. But
why do you keep minimizing hitting a ball off the tee?
Because it's easier than hitting a baseball going at you 95
but,
miles an hour. Objectively,
big,
it's easier.
How about how big the golf ball is compared to how big the baseball
What's
is?
What's harder to do, to hit a 95-mile-an-hour slider or to
yes.
hit a golf ball?
Yeah, that's true, but hand-eye coordination is important.
No question. This is how I would answer what Evan's asking, though, guys. I would say this. We're having two slightly different conversations. My objection to, like, when Tiger's on the cover, greatest athlete in the world, you know, and there's some dude in the D-League who's a six-man going, come on, man. My objection to that is this. Once you classify something as a sport, you've created a common denominator. And now, whoever is the best at their sport gets to be compared to whoever else is the best at their sport. So Tiger gets to be compared to Michael Jordan. To me, that's basically unfair because they're two very, very different things. Or LeBron James, whoever. My point is this about a DH, Evan. I can at least tell you that this guy is a DH because he's not very fast, because he's not good with the glove, but I can watch him stand in the batter's box, not only swing and try to hit a moving object, but then run the bases. In other words, by playing a sport, even though it's a mechanical sport compared to football or basketball, by playing a sport, I can make an assessment about the athleticism of its participants. By playing golf, that assessment is limited. I know about your hand-eye coordination. I know about your torque. I can understand about your will to win and concentration and focus and mental stamina and to a degree physical stamina, but not to the same extent I can tell about a baseball player.
But all that you just said is a makeup of what makes that particular golfer in Tiger Woods a great athlete. What you just said is what makes Tiger Woods a great athlete.
He is actually making the best counter-argument I've heard to it, that there are some people you can put your eyes on while they're doing something and gauge their athleticism.
I don't mean to laugh.
You can't look at Tiger Woods and think he's an elite athlete just looking at him?
What made me laugh, though, Max, because you said I can't tell his 40. You know, it's dudes that run really fast, really great 40s and couldn't play dead in a cowboy movie?
No doubt.
It because they're bad athletes. They're stiff as boards. Mm-hmm. They can't get out of their own way. That's a bad athlete.
For sure.
Tiger Woods is nowhere near a bad athlete. I can look at Tiger Woods and tell you without even knowing this. If I gave him a basketball, he's not going to shoot it straight. He's going to do everything in rhythm. He's going to drop his knees. He's going to have the elbow where it's supposed to be, and he may just drain it.
Opposite ends of the spectrum. This is why I respect basketball and football as the most sporting of sports, right? Sporty of sports is that, like, track and field, you have someone in the 100-yard dash. You're right. You know that they're stupid fast, but you don't know certain other things. You can watch someone play golf. You know about torque and flexibility and hand-eye, but you don't know about certain other things. You watch someone play football or basketball, depending on the position, of course, in football, but you check almost all the – I know everything about this dude physically.
I would be in agreement with you that I think football and basketball players are better athletes than golfer, but that doesn't mean that a golfer can't be an elite athlete.
Okay. I think that's right.
You're saying that, you know, because one isn't like the other, that the others are just – they're not even part of the elite athlete conversation.
Well, what I'm saying is if football and basketball players are more athletic – or more athletes, and there are thousands of them, then before you can start talking about a golfer, you probably got to talk about thousands of basketball players.
My question to you wasn't comparing the two sports. My question to you specifically, because I thought you were going to say, yes, he is, was Tiger Woods.
You knew I wasn't going to say.
You didn't even hear. You just reacted.
You knew I wasn't going to say
Max, before we take line five, tell me what type of shovel do I need to order for you? What size? Because you're getting ready to bury yourself.
What kind of headstone do you want? Is more the question. What do you want to say?
I feel like Copernicus. Actually, the Earth is rotating around. Oh, there he goes. Copernicus is crazy, digging himself. You know what, guys? I think the Earth is red. Huh? There goes Kellerman. He's going to sail off the end. Hand him the shovel. He's digging himself a grave.
The Nets won last night.
Yadalay in AC is on the line. Wants to talk about this, guys. What's up, Yadalay?
Atlantic City.
Hey, good morning. Max, great addition to the show. Let me say that first.
Thank you, brother.
Keyshawn, just bear with me real quick. I got a question for you, Joe.
Yes, sir.
On the surface, for Tiger Woods, on the surface, you would think that he's not an athlete. But given the skill set that it takes to play that sport, you definitely have to say he's an athlete. Because some people say are auto racers athletes. So you can go real high on the spectrum with that when you think about all sports. So I would say he is an athlete. But Keyshawn, quickly, my question for you, I wanted to know if this is a West Coast thing. Mm-hmm. I watch the show all the time, and every time you used to talk about Sean Payton, you always pronounced his name Sean.
I don't know. You always say Sean.
Is that a West Coast thing?
Sean.
Not Sean.
I mean, it may be something that the way I say it, maybe it is a West Coast thing.
Sean is an East Coast thing.
The way I say it, speak sometimes. You know, I got some Ebonics in me, man.
Like so, Sean Kemp?
I'm not going to be like Sean. That's just not how I speak.
Why'd you get so nasally?
Hey, Sean.
Because I at times, can speak the King's English when I need to. And every other time, I may get a little Ebonics on you.
I got to tell it's you, LA accents to me but they're less of an accent than like New York or Boston or something like that.
But I can say certain things. Like Sean instead of Sean, you know? Sean. It's just Sean.
How would you say it, you know, not dusk, but...
Dusk.
No, dusk, dawn.
Dawn.
Dawn. He says dawn, same as Sean.
Yeah, dawn.
Dawn.
Yeah, but there's more of an awe when he says it. Like, you say dawn like you say Sean. So that's consistent.
I don't know, man. I'm doing well for myself.
Regardless of how I say
that's
it.
That's all I know.
Winning in life.
Willie in Hartford. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, man. How you guys doing, man?
What up, man?
quick question, man. If I don't know if somebody else said this earlier, but what is NASCAR then? Because if that's the case, then what is a Bubba Wallace or something like that compared to a Tiger Woods? Because driving a car at 100 and whatever they driving is not easy to do, but
Can you call him an athlete or no?
Yeah, I do. They're athletes.
Yeah,
you're right. Driving at that speed, that kind of torque, your arm strength, the heat.
Guys, childbirth is difficult. That doesn't make you an athlete for having a kid. You know, like there's lots of hard things in the world that don't make you an athlete.
I know you want to bury yourself, but you continue.
Why?
You just went from 6 feet under to about 10 right there.
We're going to sail off with the birdie now.
To 30.
Yes, like, what are you doing?
Because a NASCAR driver, again, if you want to call them all sports, create a common denominator, fine. There are things that NASCAR drivers do, reflexes, no question. By the way, guts, like a lot of stuff, right?
All that is
how about
stamina.
How about strength and endurance for turning the wheel?
No question. However, guys, there is a big difference between that and playing basketball in terms of athletics.
There is, but there is still a sport, and you still have to be physically in shape to be a NASCAR driver.
I'm not arguing that. What I am saying is, therefore, when we talk about the greatest athlete in the world, is that really what we're saying? Or are we saying, common denominator, they're all sports, so whoever's the best at that thing is the greatest athlete in the world? It's not fair to you guys, to guys who play your sports, to include other athletes from other sports in the conversation to put them ahead of you. That's what I'm saying.
As an athlete, I don't look at it that way because I guess for me and maybe even for Jay, yeah. I can speak for Jay, we look at a NASCAR driver as an athlete because there's so many difficult things that he has to do in order to be great at his job.
Sure.
Okay? Imagine trying out, and the reason why I know is because I've driven a NASCAR before, one of those cars, and did the whole deal. Hard as hell to steer.
Mm-hmm.
Hot as hell in the car. Mm-hmm. So you got to be in shape.
Yeah, losing a lot of fluid.
You're going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to identify when to make the turns, when to get all that is athletic traits.
Okay.
It is a unique set of skills.
But the difference is some sports, you will get a lot of information about specific athletic traits, and other sports will give you a lot of information about a whole range of athletic traits.
We got
like
a lot of
calls. Football and basketball. Dave in Hartford has something to say about this. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, guys. How are you? First off, though, there's no right answer to what y'all are talking about. It just depends on what side of the fence you're on, kind of like if it's a donut to dessert. But the right answer, as Max highlighted, is that golf is more of a hobby, not a sport. And I got a couple of things I just want to highlight of it. Non-athletic people can look super athletic playing golf. You cannot tell the difference. And athletic people can look stupid playing golf. Trust me on that one. And also, golf, who's your opponent? Is it you? Who are you really competing against besides yourself? You go out there, you work on it, and you're only getting better for yourself. There just happen to be people out there that are doing the same thing as you.
No, Dave, I disagree with that. You're playing against the field when you're a golfer. Yes, it's your own individual score, but let's not act like coming down to the 18th hole when you're down one shot next to somebody else who you're paired with is not competition. There's definitely competition.
It is competition, but there's no one physically playing defense on you.
Oh, the wind, nature.
Yeah,
how about that? How do you factor into that? That's not defense?
No.
Nature hitting. So Tiger Woods hitting a shot behind a tree, looping around a tree, that's not defense?
No.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't say so.
I see. Why are you guys sharing texts? What's happening?
One of my ex-athlete buddies that I played with just said Max then lost his damn mind. So I wanted to show Max.
By the way, cycling is another one. Endurance, I know 100%. Mental focus, I get it. Cardiovascular, I get it. I'm just not going to get as much information as I will about a basketball player about their athleticism. Golf, cycling, those kind of things are on one end of the spectrum. Football and basketball are on the other.
So swimming is the same thing?
I would say it's unfair to compare those guys to you guys. That's what I'm saying. It's unfair to you. This won't be in the Sports Center, but there's some breaking news this morning from Adam Schefter, guys. Another mega deal for a wide receiver. Key, you retired too soon.
Damn!
The Bills reached an agreement with Stephon Diggs on a 4-year. How much you think is guaranteed, Key?
4-year? I would say 80 million?
70.
70 million guaranteed.
104 overall, but 70 million guaranteed. Sources tell ESPN. The deal ties Diggs to Buffalo for six more years at $124.1 million. So it's a $104 million extension with the intent from both sides to have him retire in Buffalo.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Hey, we're going to have a reaction from a golfer himself after SportsCenter, guys.
Gabriel, back
he's going to get a shot.
He is going to
he's got
to
shoot
spin
it.
Out of a double
force
team
it.
And throws it to
up.
Gabriel, and the game is over. Suns win by 11, 121 to 110. And Michael, with the loss, the Lakers are eliminated from postseason play.
The Los Angeles Lakers are eliminated from the postseason following a 121-110 loss to the Suns on Tuesday. Lakers have 48 losses this season, which are the most losses in a season by a LeBron James-led team in his career. Keep in mind, 10 out of 15 teams make the postseason. The Lakers won't be one of them. Devin Booker finished with 32. The Suns picked up a franchise record 63rd win. Got chippy in Chicago last night as the Bucks beat the Bulls 127-106. Grayson Allen was involved in another controversial foul call. This time, it was Nikola Vucevic who received a technical for a hard foul on Grayson Allen. Vucevic said the foul was not intentional. But the Bulls fans seemed to enjoy it because Allen injured Bulls guard Alex Caruso with a hard foul earlier this season. Meanwhile, the Bulls clinched their first playoff berth since the 16-17 season in the loss. Tiger Woods is planning to play in the 86th Masters. He said in an interview on Tuesday, as of right now, quote, "I feel like I'm going to play." Woods has not played a competitive round of golf since the 2020 Masters at Augusta National. First and second round coverage of the Masters on ESPN and ESPN+. SportsCenter is brought to you by O'Reilly. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Would you not say Tiger Woods is not an elite athlete?
No, I would not say that.
No, I would
you
say,
would not
I
say
would,
Tiger Woods is an elite athlete?
No, I would say, what, no, I would say Tiger's
get
an elite athlete. Tiger
here.
Is.
That may be, okay,
here,
Keith,
Max.
He may be. I don't think you can demonstrate that just by playing golf. I don't know how fast he runs, how high he jumps, all
that.
Yeah,
he do anything about him being an elite athlete.
No, he's got some.
Oh,
he's got come on, Max. He's got some athletic traits in him.
Come on, man.
Max, that's a horrific take.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel E. I don't know. When I think of athletic ability, I think how fast you
are. You're dead wrong.
Like how fast you are is kind of like one of the things you want to know. How strong you are, all kinds of those kind of things.
Tell him, Biggie.
How you can deal with physical impediments and stuff like that.
Michael Collins.
Boy, if you've never heard Michael Collins talk golf, you've never heard anyone talk golf. ESPN golf analyst live from Augusta.
MC, please talk some
Michael
sense
and I
this
have
man.
Been down this road before.
You know, you know what I mean? Like, Max, come on, man. Why you make me do this to you again?
Wait, like, this
we've been
before?
Down this road.
To Columbus, if you keep sailing in that direction, you will fall into outer space. Yes, tell me. Tell me why.
Every now and then, you know what I mean? This is just Pavlov's dog. No matter how many times you ring the bell, you're not drooling yet. Come on, man.
Wait, I'm not drooling yet.
This is because Pavlov's dog, when they ring the bell, they drool because they think they're getting food and stuff. But you're the one dog that don't drool. He's like,
there's a bell ringing. I don't understand.
So I'm not Pavlov's dog.
I'm not even hungry.
Yeah, apparently you're not as smart as the other dogs. Look. I'm going to say this one last time, okay?
Trust me, he's going to say it more than one last time.
Everybody, because you can just play this tape over and over again. To everybody out there who says golfers are not athletes, just ask other athletes that play golf whether golfers are athletes. Because they all got the same answer. And that answer is yes. So if other athletes say that golfers are athletes, then dudes wearing makeup are not going to tell me that golfers aren't athletes. Simple as that.
Hey, Uncle Phil, it was specific to Tiger Woods, though. That's why we were even having a conversation.
Yeah, but it started as Tiger Woods an athlete. Like,
an elite athlete.
What would he be considered? Well, okay, you athlete or even elite athlete. What Tiger has done twice now, does that not qualify as what an elite athlete would have to go through to get back to doing what they do?
I think so, yes, Michael. Like, my honest answer is yes, I think so.
A regular athlete is not going to go through and train the way that Tiger had to train to get back to just here. And then, oh, yeah, he did it once before after he won the U.S. Open on a broken leg.
Yeah, Michael.
Hey, Mike, don't worry, Mike. In 15 minutes, we're going to ask Dan Orlovsky if athletes deem golfers as athletes. So that's going to be interesting.
I wonder what he's going
to
say.
I'm trying to tell Max, MC, that he's like, well, there's no factors. Like, there's no defense. I'm like, have you ever hit a tee shot into the wind? Have you ever wrapped a tee shot around a tree? Have you ever hit from the rough? Like, what do you – I don't understand where he's coming at this from.
It's people who don't play golf at this level and walk. That's what it is. See, what happens is when athletes from other sports play in our pro-ams and they walk 18 holes and they finish and their shirts are untucked and they look like somebody just been whooping on them for about 15 minutes and they just out of breath and you're like, hey, you want to go do something? No, honey, I want to go take a nap for a minute. I'm going to go sit down and chill for a minute. You'd be like, I thought you were an elite athlete. We only walk 6.5 miles. It's just a walk, right? And you just swing in a golf club. What you tired for? And every single one of them tell you you're exhausted. And, oh, yeah, you know what golfers got to do? They got to do that 5 days in a row. If you play the pro-am on Wednesday, that's 18. Then you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Travel, get to the golf course, do it all over again. So the people that are always saying, you know, golf is an athlete, they're not elite athletes out there. But obviously, you've never walked a golf course and played under that kind of pressure.
A different point. Go ahead, Keith.
It's people that have never said it. And Jay, I'm with you 100% too. Maybe we should stop asking dudes that wore helmets and got their, you know, concussion protocol a few times. Because they get a little forgetful on what things are difficult to do.
Well, Mike, what's been the reaction around Tiger Woods at Augusta since he announced his plans on playing in the Masters?
Man, everybody over at this spot has been going nuts since he showed up. The vibe here at Augusta National changed completely from when he put that tweet out on Sunday. And from the patrons that are walking around, I'll tell you this, I've never seen that many people on a Monday ever here at Augusta National. I've never seen that many people. And it was like a Saturday or a Sunday at a tournament that Tiger's not normally at. I mean, but there was a buzz around it. Then the players, even the way the players are walking around, the players are excited that he's here because none of them thought he was going to be able to pull this off. So the fact that he's here, the excitement level of this place just went up tenfold isn't even enough to say. It went up more than that.
Mm. Michael Collins here, our golf analyst, our professional. He does everything for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We actually have live footage of Tiger Woods hitting chip shots. He's actually going into the SAM right now on ESPN2. MC, everybody always tries.
He's going to play nine today.
He's going to play nine today?
He's going to try and play nine holes today. There's a storm front that's supposed to come in and get here right around 11 o'clock. So he's going to try and get out there and play nine holes again because that's what he's been doing. He played nine on Sunday. He played nine on Monday. He came out and just went through his workout routine and then practiced on Tuesday, and he wants to play nine again today. And depending on how he feels after today, because we got a big storm yesterday, so the golf course now is soft. A guy with a real bad leg and a bad back, a soft golf course. If you thought dudes were tired before, this makes it even more difficult. And this is probably the second hardest walk on the PGA Tour.
Mike, is that
so
why
Tiger's going to get tested today?
Is that why he changed to FootJoy from a shoe perspective? Because of that? Because of his leg? Yeah, big time.
So, so he had to go back to an old school. The FootJoy that he's wearing is an old school golf shoe style where it's very almost dress shoe-like. And you know how dress shoes are very stable on the bottom. They're very flat on the bottom. There isn't a lot of cushioning like a running shoe. But running shoe doesn't give you stability side to side when you're putting a lot of torque and angles on your feet and legs. So he went back to that FootJoy shoe because that FootJoy shoe is a classic style. And Nike doesn't make those right now. Not to say that they won't. And they used to a while back. But now that's even Tiger told us in the presser, like they're working on getting one out because Nike just doesn't have a shoe like the one he's wearing from FootJoy.
Mm. Yeah, one, yep. Max, you lost this battle as well. So in the end,
they cut off Max's mic.
Yeah, they
cut off Max's mic.
They certainly did cut off Max's mic. Thanks a lot, Mike, for joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
So,
JT,
was Max trying to? Hey, I'll tell you the only big scandal going on this week here at Augusta National. There's no peach ice cream sandwiches. And I just want to tell you, our boy Matt Barry, Sports Center anchor, my man had a little Rain Man meltdown in the corner when he got here and told him, "No, we don't have that sandwich this year." Like, they can get rid of squirrels, they can get rid of birds, but no peach ice cream sandwiches.
We appreciate you, Michael Collins. Good luck out there. So you guys heard me tease a little bit about Dan Orlovsky, an elite athlete and an elite golfer.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Would you not say Tiger Woods is not elite athlete?
No, I would not say that.
No, I would.
You would not say Tiger Woods is an elite athlete.
No, I would say. No, I would say Tiger's an elite. Tiger is.
That may be okay. He may be. I don't think you can demonstrate that just by playing golf. I don't know how fast he runs, how high he jumps, all that.
Yeah,
he
knew anything about him being an elite athlete.
He's got some. Come on, Max. He's got some athletic traits in him.
Come on, man.
Max, that's a horrific take.
Dudes wearing makeup are not going to tell me that golfers aren't athletes.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We're on your smart speakers. You can download the podcast. Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst, with us now. Dan, did you hear the sound coming in from break?
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
Keep going.
What do you mean that he's not an elite athlete? Because he plays golf. All right, so first of all, Max, I'm going to try to be as respectful as I can in this segment. I think that there is a difference between athlete and being athletic. Being athletic is how high you jump, how fast you run, how strong you are. If you want to make the conversation about him having or not being elite athletically, then maybe I could sit down and talk with you. But an athlete is somebody that can, like, has skill, has talent, has hand-eye coordination. He's one of the greatest athletes ever.
Okay.
Ever. Let me explain. And one of the most dominant athletes ever.
Let me explain my position so you know what you're arguing against, at least. Yes, you've kind of hit on it. You're right there. What I'm saying is this. We create a common denominator once we call something a sport, right? Golf is a sport. NASCAR is a sport. Football is a sport. Basketball is a sport. They're all sports. Then what we do is we take whoever's – if there's some golfer who dominates golf more than anyone dominates football or basketball at the moment, we then say he's now the greatest athlete because look what he does in his sport. My point is not all sports are created equal. A sport is something, a competition, through which you can gauge the athletic ability of its participants. And while you're right that Tiger Woods in golf checks – well – you're right. Tiger Woods in golf checks certain boxes very, very boldly. Hand-eye coordination, mental focus, all those kind of things. Torque and that kind of stuff. That's true. But other boxes are totally unchecked. Whereas a basketball player, for example, has to check many more boxes. So that when you say elite athlete, there've got to be five guys on every NBA squad who are greater athletes than Tiger Woods, and there are 30 NBA teams. That's 150 Max, guys right
Dan,
there.
Max, Dan, Max, tell, Max,
Dan,
Max.
Dan, tell this guy 7.7 billion people on the planet, only 144 on the PGA Tour.
We're talking about the dude who's the most dominant. Yeah,
he's right in the world.
I'm Max, not arguing Max. His greatness. I'm arguing something
okay.
else.
Elite.
All right. So a couple things here, Max. What Tiger has done is he has taken the young athlete that has athletic traits and made golf a viable option for
100%.
them. Yep. Years ago, that wasn't the thing. If you were athletic, meaning you had power, you were strong, you were fast, you lent yourself towards one of the more traditional sports 20 or 30 years ago. Now it's, oh, you're fast, you're power. I can tell you right now, I have kids in my kids' fourth grade that athletically are big, powerful, fast, and strong, and they're playing golf because of guys like Tiger Woods. No, Max, when you make the comment that basketball-wise you have to check more boxes, you're incorrect. You can't play golf at a high level anymore unless you're powerful, unless you're strong.
Dan, this is an argument that I've made.
Muscles.
Well, I just want to let you know, I've made that precise argument to credit Tiger for the fact that he has created an environment.
And how is he not an
elite
athlete?
Wait a minute. He's created an environment where it's harder than ever to win. Right, like one of the reasons he's up against it is because he influenced the generation of athletic. Parents of athletic children.
So how is he not one of the greatest athletes?
Because yes, it is more at you. It requires more athletic traits now to succeed than it used to. But by playing golf, you can make less of an accurate determination about the athletic ability of its participants than you
so
can
you mean to
by
tell
playing
me,
football or
you
basketball.
You mean to tell me guys like Tiger Woods and Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson and Colin Morikawa, these guys that are athletic phenoms, that they're lesser athletes than guys like a Mac Jones or a Kenny Pickett or a Patrick Mahomes or a Aaron Judge. Like, these guys are less athletically because they play golf?
I would say this. Let me just make a slight adjustment to what you said. I would say that I cannot know their athleticism the way I know the athlete. I'm more aware of the athletic ability of the players you just mentioned than I am of the golfers. I might imagine they can do different things, but I don't know it from watching them play golf.
The reason why you say that, Max, is because all those other sports, their athletic movement is non-stationary.
Yes.
It is a movement where golf is a stationary action. Yes. Within itself, Max, is incredibly athletic to have to kind of operate on a consistent basis. Think about it like this, Max. Golf is played over the course of 4 days, 72 holes, and usually a tournament to determine if you played well, great, good or not is indifferent of three or four swings, right? The variance of miss is so much greater in all those other sports because I can play a football game and not be at the highest level for 10 plays and still win the game and still perform really well. If you do that within golf athletically, you ain't going to make the tour.
That's a good point.
Dan, thanks for coming on this show and trying to knock some sense into my good friend Max Kellerman's head, because all morning long, this has been very hard to
Did you guys put some Baileys in your coffee, Key? You guys got some Baileys in the coffee now or something?
Yeah.
It sure as hell makes us feel that way, listening to Max keep digging a hole on this point.
As I said, Columbus, you really think the earth is round? Ridiculous. You're going to fall off the... there goes Columbus digging his hole.
I would love some Baileys about 2 hours with
Dan Orlovsky, ladies and gentlemen. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Thanks, Dan. It's presented by Progressive Insurance. We roll on.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.